with the finances in football being concentrated in the top leagues these days, what do you think the chances are of a club the size of Plymouth Argyle making it into the Premiership someday?
Well, when you're 90 years old, like me, going to be 91 this year, maybe, you get a bit disappointed when we have setbacks. And it did look as if this last season we started so well, of course, and it looked as if we might have the chance of doing it right away. Well, no, several different reasons, in my opinion, why we couldn't quite keep it up. And we have to learn some of those lessons too. But of course, there is a very big difference between what was the pre-war times when I've said we were so near being right up to the Premiership and having all the possibilities of it because of the crowds we've got. We were getting crowds, you see, of 20,000-25,000, then regularly down before and getting back to those kind of crowds now. We've got not quite back up to that, but we're not doing badly. And of course, some of the 18,000, 19,000, 20,000 is a very different. Not so many clubs that have got such good backing as that. And so, I'm sure that if we manage it properly, we're going to be there. I'd like it to happen, of course, this next season. But if not, I think we'll do it very soon. Very soon afterwards, we'll be up there challenging. Although when you look at the standards of the people we've been playing, you know, they're a pretty high standard. Lots of football, lots of good football we've seen down there in this season. But when they've done well, it's been good to them, especially the great match against the cup match against Everton, and that was as good a football, you know, as anybody we could have seen there, and they couldn't have asked more. We were slightly lucky not to come back into it, but then also one or two other matches against very good teams that we've done this year, Ipswich in particular, where Ipswich may be going up. I hope they do. Good luck to them, but they beat us 3-2 up here. We saw that game. That was a brilliant game, and Argyle were playing very well. They scored the first two, and we could have had, should have had. But when they came down, they beat us down at home. We were, I've never seen Argyle play so well and beaten. And so, now it may happen, of course, to some other clubs that they have erratic performances that can't be helped to some extent. The money is a very serious question. The amount of money that the top clubs have got, the top clubs in the Premiership Cup are much richer than we are. And Argyle, they say, is all the clubs in our division, Argyle's got less money to spend maybe than the others, and so we have to make up for that. And we mustn't give up on that account. And so, I will hold it this season. We've had some setbacks, but we'll keep it this season. And next season, I believe we should be challenging again right from the beginning to get up to the top. The money can wreck football, but it can also help to make it a better game all over the world. I mean, the standard of football is something beyond belief when you see it all over the world, and many of those, we've had some advantages from that too, with our French players, by the way, you see. Without them, we might not have been quite so good, and so the whole internationalisation of football is not a bad thing, in my opinion, and indeed that's the standard that people see. I'm sorry Mr. Murdoch's making such money out of it, because he's been very clever the way he's run the bloody thing, and of course most of those people who do that program for him. But the standard of the football is now displayed to the world, and the people are commenting on it. You know, it's a real thing all over the world, and so it's going to be a increased standard of player everywhere, all over the place.